Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome, everyone, to another fun-filled, action-packed episode of Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of KSRQ, Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. We had a beautiful, beautiful day here today, if a little muggy, but we'll take it. Tonight, we're doing Twin Spins. That's two songs by about eight different artists this evening, and we hope you enjoyed that last one by Mr. Adam Hammer. Adam is from the Sartell, Minnesota area, and he has, in his own words, says, being a husband and father has been fodder for many of my songs, but so have my past personal life and membership in numerous alternative punk and metal bands. In Adam's words, I've lived a long 30 years. A lot of my life seems unbelievable, but I assure you, it's all true. From jumping out of moving cars to meeting the love of my life at karaoke, while in recovery, to trading in my philosophy books for Shel Silverstein and Dr. Seuss. This is my life. Adam performed solo with our friend Dave Kofel as well with his group, The Impact, and you can find him at tattooedfolk.com. Well, our second song this evening by Adam Hammer is titled Wind Up Heart. Adam Hammer, what a talented, talented gentleman. And we had him up with Dave Coffell a couple summers ago playing at the gazebo every Thursday night. We have entertainment here in Thief River Falls. And what do you know, next Thursday, yours truly and John Kimball will be performing at 7 o'clock at the gazebo downtown St. Croix Falls. At the gazebo downtown Thief River Falls across from Arby's. So try to make it. We'd sure appreciate it. Well, up next, she's called a minimalist. She's just barely out of her teens. Her name is Kathy Congloth, and she's a graduate of Apollo High School in St. Cloud. Her Facebook page states that music plus life equals my religion. Here's Kathy Kongloth with a tune titled Traveling. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
If I were still a child, I would draw you all the time. I would make you so tall, even the trees would be impressed. I would be so small, but at least you could carry me on your back. You could show me wonders of the mountains, the mysteries of the sea. 'Cause we could be together and you'd be next to me. We could always go on adventures and travel around the world, from the west coast to the Alps, from Russia then to Spain. You'll always be in my thoughts. You'll always be in my brain. You'll always be in my brain. Oh, 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 oh. If I were 63, sit on my porch. We would share the stories of everything I found embarrassing. Your face would light up from memories of when the world seemed to stand still. Sing us a song when the river screamed with joy. 'Cause we would be together and you would be with me. We could always go on adventures and travel around the world, from the west coast to the Alps, from Russia then to Spain. Always be in my thoughts, you'll always be in my brain, you'll always be in my brain. Oh, 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 took the train to the next big city. When we took our first steps, we were afraid, we panicked. That's when you took my hand and gifted me with a smile. That's when I knew that we would be staying for a while. We were mesmerized by the lights, and I was captivated by your eyes. And if you fall just a little too hard, don't you worry, I'll patch you up. And I was taught at a very young age, if it's worth it, then embrace it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Handed me the keys to our first true home. When we saw it for the first time, the air left my lungs. Our feet were glued to the new wooden floors. Our bodies were intertwined into our new home. And we were mesmerized by the lights, was captivated by your eyes. If you fall just a little too hard, don't you worry, I'll patch you up. And I was taught at a very young age, if it's worth it, then embrace it. Just a little too hard, don't you worry, I'll patch you up. And I was taught at a very young age, if it's worth it, then embrace it.
That was the second song of the night from Kathy Kongloff, titled City Lovers.
Well, up next, a gentleman I know very little about. His Facebook page says he's originally from Princeton, Minnesota, and we have common Facebook friend. So that might be a clue as to how I can get more information. He now lives in St. Cloud. So here's our third St. Cloud artist in a row. I've been thinking of doing a whole evening on St. Cloud artists, but that's not my intention tonight. It just is happening that way. His name is Bill Hennessy. He plays country music really well, and we're going to do a pair of songs by Bill, starting out with Silver Wings on the Jukebox.
Silver Wings was on the jukebox the first night that we met. The sparkle of your big blue eyes is something I just can't forget. So many songs have come and gone through all the miles and years. Still each time I hear Silver Wings, I go backwards through the years. We lived in a world of ends. since that seemed so long ago. Cars went fast on cut-rate gas with 8-track stereos. You took my hand and I went from a jackrabbit to a king when you taught me how to slow dance to a song called Silver Wings. Silver Wings was on the jukebox the first night that we met. The sparkle of your big blue eyes is something I'm not over yet. Somehow I let you slip away through all the miles and years. Now each time I hear Silver Wings, I'll be holding back a tear. Slowly turned to spring, we held our senior prom. You went off to college, I took a trip to Vietnam. Somebody stole your heart away and then gave you his name. I've still got that tape with Silver Wings, but it just don't sound the same. Silver Wings was on the jukebox the first night that we met. The memory of the love we shared is something I'm not over yet. Somehow I let you slip away through all the miles and years. Now each time I hear Silver Wings, I'll be holding back a tear. Silver Wings, I'll be holding back a tear. Silver Wings. She's up there in the Northland, where them rivers run so cold. And how that girl stopped loving me, I'm not sure I wanna know. 'Cause one day we are so in love that nothing could go wrong. Next day I hear her saying what she felt for me is gone. And now I've got a heartache 1,000 miles long. These old highways run forever, leastways that's what I've been told. Still I'm looking for a shortcut to ease this burning in my soul. And the radio keeps playing all them good old country songs. I can't quit crying long enough to even sing along. Because I've got a heartache 1,000 miles long. Think I'll go down to Nogales, drink tequila, let some poor boy shine my shoes. Buy a painted lady for the night and let her chase away my blues. And pray that the morning sun don't catch me hanging on to the vision of a woman whose love for me is gone. 'Cause then I'll have a heartache 1,000 miles long. She's still up there in the Northland, where them rivers run so cold. And if she ever really loved me, I don't guess I'll ever know. I won't know if she's missing me or wants me to come home. And I never will believe she could be better off alone. But I'd rather have this heart.
That's Bill Hennessy, H-E-N-N-E-S-S-Y, from Princeton, Minnesota. And I see Kenny Crona is a mutual friend on Facebook. I don't know if any of you know Kenny, but musicians in the Twin City area do. He's been playing forever in the north suburbs, those towns, North Cambridge, Princeton. He's a real good friend and playing partner of Lyle Swedeen, who passed away. And he's one fine musician, but I got to admit, I haven't heard him play. I haven't seen him on stage since about 1976, something like that. No, about 73, maybe. Oh, that's a long time. I got to stop down that way and see Kenny Crona, K-R-O-N-A. He played with Kenny and the Cambers way back in the 60s. And I've asked him for some music, but I don't know if he has any original stuff or not. If you're listening, Kenny, or someone is, get after him. Get me some songs. Because that man is talented. Well, we have a new act here on Minnesota Homebrew this evening. And her name is Courtney Yasmine. Hope I have that right. And trying to think where I got this music from. I get it from all sorts of sources. I download things off the internet. But anyway, her bio says, authenticity and character in rock, some 60 years into the fray, are getting harder to see and more challenging to believe. But you can see and hear and believe both about the emerging artist Courtney Yasmine. Whether it's in her cogent body of work over four albums or in her bewildering backstory that continues to inform Yasmine's convincing amalgam of alternative rock, folk, pop, and soul. It's a deep, poisoned well she urgently draws from, filled with hard reflection, brutal honesty, bittersweet inspiration, brief flights of sexual fantasy and blistering romance and saving graces. We're going to do a pair of songs here by Courtney. First one's titled Ballad of My Other Self.
Call and tell me all the things you've done since you went away. I'm afraid I'm being left behind. I can listen, but I have so little to offer. I see a chasm wide in between us. Makes me lonely to see you move on. It's the way of the world, and maybe they're right when they say you can never go home again. I was caught up in a time. My heroes have all been picked apart by people more savvy than me, who say they know what it's all about. I wanna break loose from this life and all the pain that comes with it. It makes me a puppet, makes me a pauper, another gold miner for their love. Faces come, faces go. Nothing matters but the songs we wrote. God, give us the courage to get back out there and live a little more. I'll meet you in London, we'll go back to Paris. We both loved Amsterdam, and all I know is if you can step out into the world, it's all that.
A little more about Courtney Yasmine. As a teenager whose family life in the late 70s, Chicago suddenly cratered around her, she fled to the great north woods of Minnesota that Bob Dylan once facetiously claimed he ran away from. It had something to do with her father, a freaked out mother, broken brother, the law, and insider training. That glimpse into her saga is told in part in the redeemingly funny and ironic Married to Bob, a fanciful tune from her six-song EP titled Early Days, pretending herself hitched to Hibbing, Minnesota's most famous native son. Interesting, huh? I should dig up that song and play it for you some evening, but right now we're going to do another tune by Courtney titled Beautiful Lonely. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Sugared almonds in a paper cone, sweet on the tongue long after it's over. Reminder of the night before, his sweet kiss on the dance floor. Sugared almonds in a paper cone, left on the dashboard in the morning. Memory of the night before, all that's left in the morning. Beautiful lonely, feels good to have him to herself this way. Beautiful lonely, in her heart he never goes away. Beautiful lonely, never go away. Streets of her town, her feet hardly touch the ground. Must be a secret she's been keeping. Secret she's been keeping. Beautiful lonely, feels good to have him to herself.
Courtney Yasmine, nice music, huh? You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. We are on every Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. on KSRQ 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And if you're outside the listening area, go to TuneIn and search for KSRQ and select, there's four stations there, select Roots Radio and give us a listen. Download that app on your phone, or you can hear the music live or archived at radionorthland.org. Well, here's a gentleman from South Dakota, and he's our outstate artist for the evening. His name is Harland Allen, and he was born in Missoula, Montana, raised in Lakewood, Colorado, and grew up listening to Hank Williams, Burl Ives, Marty Robbins, and several other folk and country music artists from the 50s and 60s. He started his first garage band in junior high and spent his teenage years playing rock and roll. Ooh, that's what corrupted him, huh? Returning to his country folk roots, he played as a soloist at local nightclubs and lounges. His first gig for money was in 1977 at the Ground Round Restaurant and Lounge in Lakewood, Colorado. He continued to perform at local clubs and lounges, playing acoustic music and singing songs by people like Cat Stevens, James Taylor, the Eagles, and a variety of country and folk music. Over the years, Harland has performed as a soloist and in a number of duos, trios, four- and five-piece groups. And he now lives in Sturgis, South Dakota, and performs at festivals, concerts, theaters, and occasional clubs, even street quarters. Here's Harland Allen with a song titled Aces and Eights. Not a lucky poker hand to get.
I was drinking beer and gambling down at number 10. Bill was there when he saw my cards. He said, son, you won this hand. I took the pot and bought a round board of that. Looking down at two of each, aces and eights. We played cards late that night and Bill was on a roll. He was winning dang near every hand, tearing at my soul. I knew I held winning cards, so I put in all I had. Bill sealed his fate when he won the hand with aces and eights. Aces and eights can be a winning hand. You may win a time or two, but you need to understand. Those two pair can mark your fate, so it's best to walk away if you're ever dealt a winning hand of aces and eights. As I stormed off without a dime, Bill said, I know how you feel. He threw a dollar at my feet, said, I'll buy your next meal. I don't take no charity, so I walked out the door. I knew someday I'd be back to settle up the score. Aces and eights can be a winning hand. You may win a time or two, but you need to understand. Those two pair can mark your fate, so it's best to walk away if you're ever dealt the winning hand of aces and eights. The next day I came sneaking in number 10's back door. Bill didn't know what hit him as he fell to the floor. I thought, what a twist of fate as I looked down at his cards. The last hand he ever held was aces and eights. Aces and eights is now the dead man's hand. You may win a time or two, but you need to understand. Those two pair mark Bill's fate, so it's best to walk away if you're ever dealt the dead man's hand of aces. Thank you. change your fate, so it's best to walk away. If you're ever dealt the dead man's hand, of aces and ace.
Harlan Allen from Sturgis, South Dakota. Well, it's time to share some beer news for you. And this comes from USA Today. And it was published just a few days ago, June 22nd. And it comes from Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Now, I know the name of that town as being the hometown of Arnold Palmer and possibly the Lennon sisters. But this is about beer. A Pennsylvania brewery is raising a glass to Joe Paterno. The Duquesne Brewing Company says Monday it's rolling out a brew honoring the late Penn State football coach. The Vienna-style lager, available in mid-August, will come in 12-ounce cans featuring Paterno's image and accomplishments. The brewery says it's working with Paterno's family on the beer. A portion of proceeds will go to charities they support. The beer is being brewed and bottled at Duquesne's Brewery in Latrobe, hometown of Paterno's widow, Sue. Now, as you recall, Penn State fired Paterno in November of 2011, amid fallout from the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. Paterno sadly died 2 months later while battling lung cancer. However, the NCAA in January restored 111 wins negated as punishment for the scandal, making Paterno again the game's winningest coach with 409 victories. So I'm sure it won't be selling on shelves around Thief River Falls, but if you're out that way, Duquesne Brewing's Beer for Joe, and no title given here yet. I just think Joe would be a nice title, don't you?
Just give me one more chance to say I love you before you walk out that door. Just give me one more chance to say I love you. I need your hugging and kissing. Out that door, just give me one more chance to say I love you. I need your hugging and kissing more and more. Just give me one more chance to say I love you before you walk out that door.
Thank you. I've been waiting oh so long. This whole time it's felt so wrong. Lately I've been pushing you away, but Mary, may I hope you stay. Mary, may I love you once. Tonight we start to build our trust. Never again will our love stray. Mary, may I hope you stay. The last 4 years have been so lost. Our hearts are heavy, but at what cost? The touch of your hand fades away. But Mary, may I hope you stay. Mary, may I love you once. Tonight we start to build our trust. Never again will our love stray. Mary, may I hope you stay. Mary, may I love you once. Tonight we start to build our trust. Never again will our love stray. Tomorrow we can start again. Our love will last to the bitter end. Never again will our love stray. Mary, may I hope you stay. Oh, stay, won't you stay?
There's a twin spin by No Grass Limit. According to their CD, there is no limit to No Grass Limit. This five-piece band was formed in June of 2011, and they were only 4 months into the process of playing together when they took first place at the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association Race for a Place Band Contest. Ranging from bluegrass, folk, Americana, gospel, and traditional music, No Grass Limit puts on an electric performance that you will not want to miss. Members include award-winning duet songwriters and owners of Lesson Pros, Chuck and Sandy Millar from Maple Plain, Minnesota, three-time Minnesota flat-picking champion Kurt Bertzner, the nicest guy you will ever meet, and who also plays a heck of a banjo, Mike Hedding, and the gal who holds it all together on bass is Vaughn Asselstein. No Grass Limit. Fine, fine group. And I think Sandy Millar is a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. We'll be doing our tribute to them next Thursday, the first Thursday of every month. MAS. Check them out at mnsongwriters.org. Well, let's see what's up next. This lady is just amazing. She's from a little town just south of St. Cloud. I think it's St. Augustine. And her name is Phyllis Johnson, and she's married to one of my best friends, Stefan Johnson, who sold me many musical instruments when he used to work at Poplar's Music in Grand Forks. And now Stefan works at Willie's American Guitars down in St. Paul. So if you're looking for a musical instrument, go nowhere else. If you're down that way, go to Willie's and ask for Stefan on Saturdays. And if you're up this way, go to Kezar Music and ask for Joe. Only two places you can buy musical instruments, because B-sharp music is closed. Where else would you go? And Phyllis is an incredibly creative, talented person. This first song is called Looking Up from Down Below. Phyllis Johnson.
this moment I just need to have you all around. Bittersweet the grapes that we are sipping here tonight. A last salute to all the plans that didn't work out right. So dry your eyes, lift up your cup, and let me now propose. Here's to tomorrow, looking up from down below. Let me say God rest the soul of poor old Captain Nemo. All he ever wanted was the world to live in peace. Lost it all on just one road down at the big casino, taking all his genius to the bottom of the sea. Sipping here tonight. A last salute to all the plans that didn't work out right. So dry your eyes, lift up your cup, and let me now propose. Here's to tomorrow. Sympathy, just want to sit in the company of some other fool who has fallen from grace and needs mercy, sweet mercy. Oh, you're not that different than me. Destined by the great white whale, the score was